צריך דרב מפרחת משנה תת חוסר שיפחות ומארבעם אין שרצון בתרח המים בשב a courtyard that is less than 4 amas by 4 amas is forbidden to spill water from the house into the chaser on Shabbos. It was common in those days that a person would spill dirty water out into the chaser, which is permitted because the chaser is a rishus hayachid, and the house also is a rishus hayachid. So therefore, you can spill water from the house into the chaser. However, if the chaser is less than 4 amas by 4 amas, since it is not that large, the water that you spill out into the chaser will not get absorbed into the ground of the chaser. Instead, it will run off into rishus harabim. So by spilling water into the chaser, the water ends up in rishus harabim, and it's as if you're moving something from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim, which is awesome. Now, even though you're not directly moving it into rishus harabim, it's running off by itself into rishus harabim, which is not asur min haTorah. However, the Rabbanan decreed that you cannot do so, since a person who sees that you spill the water from the house into the chaser and it ends up in rishus harabim will think that you can spill the water directly into rishus harabim. Now, the amount of dirty water that a person usually uses in one day is the amount of tusa. Now, if the chaser is at least 4 amos by 4 amos, then you can spill the tusa of water out into the chaser. Because since the chaser is 4 by 4, the chaser is large enough so that the water that is spilled out into the chaser will get absorbed into the chaser without running off into rishus harabim. However, in this case, that the chaser is less than 4 by 4, since it is not that large, and it's filling two saw of water into a small space, it will not get absorbed into the ground. Instead, some of the water will run off into rishus harabim, so therefore, you may not spill the water from your house into the chaser on Shabbos. Elohim kein asu la'uka, mazeket sotayim in anekev ulamata. Unless you made a pit that contains two saw of water from the hall on the top of the pit down toward the bottom of the pit, that there's a hall on the top of the pit from which the water will spill out into rishus harabim. And this pit has to contain two saw of water underneath this hall. And since you made a pit that contains two saw of water, you wouldn't be allowed to spill the water out to your chaser on Shabbos, as the water will not end up in rishus harabim. Instead, it will end up in the pit. So therefore, it would be mutter. Bami b'chutz, bami b'snim. The pit that you make could be directly outside of the chaser on the side of the rishus harabim, or you could make the pit inside the chaser itself. However, if you make the pit outside the chaser on the side of the rishus harabim, the pit has to be covered, while if you make the pit inside the chaser, you do not have to cover the pit. The reason why you have to cover the pit if you make the pit outside the chaser in rishus harabim is because when the passerby pass by and see that the pit is full of water, they might suspect that you took this water from the chaser and spilled it into the pit that's in rishus harabim, which of course is forbidden, since the chaser is a rishus hayachid, and you're taking the water from rishus hayachid and spilling it into rishus harabim. They don't know that you spilled the water from the house and it ran off by itself into the pit. So therefore, in order that people will not suspect that you spilled the water directly into rishus harabim, if you make the pit outside the chaser, the pit has to be covered.
Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, if you have a drainage gutter that starts out in your chaser and it drains the water out into rishus harabim, the gutter extends into rishus harabim, but the first 4 amos of the gutter in rishus harabim is covered. In such a case, you're allowed to pour water into the drainage gutter in your chaser, even though the water is going to run through the gutter into rishus harabim. The reason being is that since the first 4 amos of the gutter is covered, and the part that is covered is not considered part of the rishus harabim, since it is not open to rishus harabim, during those 4 amos, the water will likely get absorbed into the ground and therefore will not end up in rishus harabim. So it is mutter to pour the water into the gutter on Shabbos. And just like we said in the previous Mishnah, that it is mutter to pour water into a chaser that's 4 amos by 4 amos, and the water will likely get absorbed into the ground. So too, in this case, since the first 4 amos of the gutter in rishus harabim is covered and is not considered part of the rishus harabim, the water will likely get absorbed before it runs into rishus harabim. Bechacham Einrim, afilu gago chaser mea amo, lo yishbo chapiyapim. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They say, even if the gutter runs for 100 amos along your roof or along your chaser before it even ends up in rishus harabim, so the water is running along the gutter for 100 amos before it ends up in rishus harabim, even so, you cannot pour water into the opening of the gutter on Shabbos. The reason being is that even though it's quite likely that the water will get absorbed into the ground before it ends up in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and we said in the previous mission that you're allowed to pour water into your chassid at 4 amos by 4 amos, since it will likely get absorbed into the ground and not end up in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. But this case is different. And since you're pouring the water directly into the gutter, and the gutter extends out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, it's almost as if you're pouring the water directly into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So therefore, it is usur, even though it's quite likely that the water will get absorbed into the ground of the gutter before it ends up in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And since it's possible that the water will not get absorbed into the ground of the gutter and will end up in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and you're pouring the water directly into the gutter, it's almost as if you're pouring water directly from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And even though, even in this case, it wouldn't be usur min ha-Torah, even if the water would run from the gutter into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, since you're pouring the water into the gutter that's in your chazan and it runs by itself into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. However, it's very similar to pouring water directly from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So therefore, the Chachamim would forbid it. Abul Shaytich mi gaglet gag. Ba'mayim yordin labit. Now, most Mephorshim have a different girsa over here. They are goresh shofech ala gag or shofech hu legag. Meaning to say that even according to the Chacham, although you cannot pour the water directly into the gutter, however, you can pour the water onto your roof and allow the water to run by itself into the gutter and then run through the gutter into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And even though the Chacham hold you cannot pour the water directly into the gutter, however, you could pour the water on the roof and allow the water to run by itself into the gutter. Hachatzer v'achsadra mitzarfin l'arbam. A courtyard and a porch would combine to 4 amos. If you have a courtyard and a porch that are adjacent to each other, and between the two of them it is 4 amos by 4 amos, you would be allowed to pour water from your house into the courtyard or into the porch. As we said in the previous mission, that if you have a chatur that's 4 amos by 4 amos, you can pour water from your house into the chatur on Shabbat, since the water will likely get absorbed into the ground and it will not run off into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Now, if the chatur is less than 4 amos by 4 amos, however, there is an adjacent porch, and between the two of them it is 4 amos by 4 amos, you would be allowed to pour the water from your house into the chatur on Shabbos.